Parshas Kisavoy, Tavshin, Ayin, Hey. Holding Erev Slichas, Malach Basi Shabbos, and Slichas already, a boy say. Take it. Time for Ischaskus, not to get depressed, not to get... Time for Ischaskus, that was an unbelievable opportunity. That was a time when a person has an opportunity to connect with the Kodesh Baruch on a tremendous oifin, a boy say. Instead of looking at it, sometimes, you know, but guys, I wish I could take a pill and wake up after, you know, looking for the Simchas Beis Shevi, that's Kishma, but, you know, after Da, it's such a long davening, it's a slich, it's a voice, it's an opportunity, look at it, the positive opportunity to connect on the deepest level. Parshas Kisavoy starts off, V'oyo Kisavoy ala oret, asher Hashem lekecha nois lechonach, levishto v'yashavta bo, the parasha of Bikurim Rabbi Yisai, V'lo kachto meireishis v'kol priho adamo, asher tovi me'altzacho, asher anodan asin loch, v'samto v'atene, v'alachto l'mokom asher v'vchay, v'alachto l'alachto l'chrak en shmoy shom. Torah, Torah tells us the mitzvah of Bikurim, the tremendous, wonderful, unbelievable mitzvah of Bikurim, even though in a certain way it looks like a very, very simple thing. The farmer sees his little grapefruit, whatever it is, his little strawberry, whatever, it's a tree more, he sees a little plum growing, starting to bud. The first fruit, he ties a little ribbon around the fruit, and then when it comes out, he takes it up with a whole performance, brings it up to Shalayim. Beautiful thing, a beautiful experience. But Chazal say, unbelievable, Bereishis bora elikim es hashamayim yes haoretz. Bereishis, Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Bikurim, Nivra Ha'olam. The parasha of Bikurim is so powerful. Bishvil Bikurim, Nivra Ha'olam. What is it about the Bikurim that has that power, that excitement, that gewaldikai, the meiridikai, the Bikurim, Bishviloi, Nivra Ha'olam? In Medrash Tanchuma, in the beginning of the parasha, the Medrash Tanchuma says another tremendous that. Listen to Allah from Medrash Tanchuma, the Pasuk Ayyim Azeh. Sok the Pasuk. And let's offer Moshe B'Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw with Ruach HaKodesh V'Rosh, a base HaMikdosh Os Lechorev, the base HaMikdosh was going to eventually be destroyed. V'Hak Bikurim Asidam Lipasek. And there's not going to be Bikurim anymore. Omad, you'll ask what's going on over here, but I'll try to give a hezba, even after the hezba, it needs more hezba. But it says the Medrash, Omad v'hiskin l'yisroel shim yispalem sholosh pam b'chol yoyim. Tfilas ovis tiknun, tfilas k'negadid. Medrash Tanchuma says, tfilas Moshe Rabbeinu tiknun. When was he misakin? When he saw osid bikur osik. The bikur are not going to be around anymore. Okay, now we got to dive in. Ma? That's why we're davening today, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, because we don't have Bikurim. If we'd have Bikurim, come on, bring back those Bikurim, you know. If we had the Bikurim, there wouldn't be... Omer v'hiski yishosh v'isbam shosh b'afi shachvi v'kira v'akodesh baruch hu v'kol ma'asim toivim v'tvila z'gival. What's the connection of that Omer v'moshe Rabbeinu saw the Bikurim v'posek? Now we're going to start davening. The third shayla. The first one when he speaks about Tum, when he speaks about the Maisa, it's a Pella de Gezach Rabbeisai. Last week, I'm sure everybody in Shul was wondering the same thing. Maybe you weren't, but in case you were, there's a parasha we ended off last week's parasha, Parasha Amalek. Parasha Amalek ended off Parasha Kiseitai. The Maisa, I don't know if people were Mecham, there's a Chassam Sofer that holds on, the next year's a leap year, Yeshim Mecham, in the Parash Kiseitze, because it's going to be more than 12 months since you heard it last, and saying the Maisa's Mishtachim and Alev, after 12 months, you should have Kavana. Chassam Sofer was Noit Mecham in the Parash Amalek of Kiseitze in the year before leap year, which is this year. We wanted to chap the din of remembering within the year. But it's so interesting that Chazal Mesak and Enav that we lay in the Enav Amalek, Mamish. The end of the year, Rabbi said. The Gemara says, Megillah Lamed Aleph, Ezra Tiken, that this Parsha Kisavoy is supposed to be landed at the end of the year, Tech Lashon of the Kilosev, the Parsha of the Klolos. Like he says this before now. Vos epis. If we were putting you know we're not arranging the chumash, but vos epis parsha molek is put in mamish that we learn towards the end of the year. We should learn it towards the time of Megillah time. Vos epis is here, and also what's the smichas? The Baal Turim really speaks about the smichas of Kisov of the end of parsha molek to the parsha of Kisovoy Timchas Zecha Molek. So he brings the Baal Turim says that the Masayim because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. That there's three mitzvahs that we have to do when we come into Eretz Yisrael. One of them is get rid of Amalek, wipe them off the map, and then we have to build the Beis Hamikdash. So Kisavu the Eretz, it's a mitzvah that we have to do when we come into the land. So that's the smichas, that's the Baal Turim. But we want to try to understand at another level, Beis Hashem. So what? I don't know, up to the fourth kasha. I don't know what kasha we're up to. The next kasha, Rabbi Yisai. The Baal Turim brings in this week's parasha later on a very, very interesting thing. The parasha's Bikurim on the pasuk of Samta Vatana, he says an unbelievable Tana begematria Samach. Tana is gematria Samach. A Samach. Remez le Bikurim Echad mi Samach. You bring Bikurim one of 60th of your field, whatever you shall me. Ulakach Nelam Samach bebash Bikurim. And therefore the Samach. In the whole Parsh Bikurim, there's no letter Samach. The whole Parsh Bikurim. Very interesting. What's the Pshat? The Samach is out of the Parsh Bikurim. That letter, only the letter Samach, you won't find the Parsh Bikurim. What's Pshat? And the final Kasha, Rabbi Yisai. The final Kasha. Which we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai. In a week from Sunday night, there's going to be Nichnas, an unbelievable Yontif. The Yontif that's going to be the power that's going to give the Koyach for the entire year. It's a Gevaldike Yontif. I just don't... I want to understand something about that. Don't get me wrong. I don't think this is like the a tremendously tifa kasha, but a parsha kasha. Every yontif has a name to it. We give it a name. Sukkis, sukkah, kippah, kippurim. The name has like an essence to it. The sukkah describes what the sukkah we dwell in. The sukkis, yom kippah. It's given from Kapara, Pesach, Hashem was Pesach, Al Hoseinu, Shavuos, the weeks that we count up. Okay, now the punchline. What's this day which has so much power to it? Rosh Hashanah, that's all you can come up with? I mean, come on. The beginning of the year. Happy New Year! That's all you can come up with? What is it? That's it. This day, which is mamish, everything's totally in this day. Rosh Hashanah. The new year. The new year. Okay, that we know. The first, because we count the years from Tishrei. So this is the new year. That's what you can come up with. That's the whole essence of the day. It's the new year. It begs for an understanding of us. Called the day of the shofar, like in the Torah calls Yom Shua. We took the name of Pesach from the Torah, Shua's in the Torah, right? Can anybody find it in their Bible? I don't see anywhere in the Bible, in the Bible. I don't see anywhere it says the word Rosh Hashanah. Pesach is Rosh Hashanah. Pesach says in the Torah, Shua's, Sukkis, Yom Kippurim. Where does it say Rosh Hashanah in the Torah? Anybody found it yet? Not me. Why Chazal use it? In the Torah, it's called Yom Teshuva. Day of Teshuva, so call it Yom Teshuva. Why are we calling Rosh Hashanah for? You want to say it so like this, Rabbi Yisai. And we want to get into the essence, Rabbi Yisai, the real essence of this year, unbelievably powerful day. What's the Tachlis, Rabbi Yisai? What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? What's our avoda on every yid on the most powerful day of the year? another kasha, which is Tam Agav, we'll get into, but Lamaisa saw Salanta, it's a plaza. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? Obviously, Yom Kippur would be much better for us if Yom Kippur was first. So we're being judged on Rosh Hashanah. So we should have got a kapara, do tshuva, get all your things. Then go into Rosh Hashanah. You know, you did the tshuva, you got a kapara for all your avoyness, and then have Rosh Hashanah, right? Beautiful. No, Rosh Hashanah first, get judged, and then do it the other way around. You saw this as everybody said. The Yisoid of Bikurim was the power of Bikurim, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not just in the fact that has a lot to it. That's, you know, like we spoke last week of Akoras HaToiv. Of thanking the Yibarish for this farmer that went through a whole process. And giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, V'aniso amat v'kol rom she'enu kofu itoi. Show your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you put all that work into it. And you tilled the soil, and you planted, and you did all the work, but then to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's much deeper than that. The Bikurim has so much meaning to it, so much substance to it, because it's racious. As the Pasuk says, V'lakachta me'racious kol priho adomo, from the beginning, the racious. And it's not just a play on the words, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a deep meaning of Oisan. Because the tachlis that we're in this world for is to megala the racious. Meaning to say, Rabbi Yisrael, that this world is camouflaged. This world is covered over. This world has a certain hastara, shebetoicha hastara. And the hastara is that this world seems to be a world where everything runs on autopilot. It's a world where there's no system, where there's a system, but the system doesn't lead anywhere, just around in a circle. There's no beginning and no end. And be'emes, the word shana in Pirush Hamin means to repeat. Shana means to go over again, to repeat. A shana bay means is a repetition of the of another year. And that's what it is to the whole entire world. The whole entire world lives a life of sheker. Of total falseness. The world has falsified. And there is no connection to a racious, to a beginning. It's all one big circle. There's no beginning and no end. And you know why, Rabbi Yisrael? Because if I live in a world that has a beginning and an end, if I live in a world that has a start and a finish, that means there's a design to the world. There's a purpose to the world. But if it's just one big circle without any beginning and the end, so nothing really has any deep meaning. There's no purpose, there's no plan. It's just one big circle. It's going around and around and the same thing's happening. You go to work, you get up in the morning, there's no tachlis and no tafkid. But if I see a beginning and I see an end, I realize that there's something going on over here. There's a pattern. There's a system. There's a design. There's a plan. There's something going on. And then I have to find out, how do I fit into this plan? Where do I fit into this plan? Obviously, if there was somebody created and he has a plan, so if he created me, I have some purpose in this plan. Shana, Rabbi Yisrael, and it's the same word as shena, sleep. When a person's sleeping, he doesn't see any plan. When a person's puffing, he doesn't have any purpose. You know, there's a tachlis to sleep. But when he's sleeping itself, there's no tachlis. Because it's shena, it's shana. But if I could see that there's a roish, there's a beginning, Rabbi Yisrael, then I can attribute that there's a beginning to the year, there's a beginning to Zman, there's a beginning to creation. This world has a symmetry. This world has a tachlis. This world is not stam just mackling, running its course. There's a real, immediate, and purposeful tachlis to the Bria. And once I understand that, as a purposeful design, and everything is running its course according to that design, everything's fitting in, I have much more greater understanding and a depth into a creator, into a beginning, and to a tachlis, a purpose for my living. V'lokachta meirishis kopri ho'adoma bishvil bikurim nikra oil. When that guy takes that first fruit and he wraps the band around the fruit, what he's stating is that there's a rishis. There's a God, and He created us, and we have to answer to Him, and we have a tachlis, and that's why I'm taking my first fruit that really I thought should be mine. I tilled the soil. I worked my bare hands in that mud. I dug it out. I planted the seeds. I watered it, and I pruned it, and everything. It's mine. That's if we nelam, if we disregard the racious, where everything came from. If I start the story from the beginning of the planting of the tree, 100%. It's my fruit, it's my land, and I'm going to do what I want with it. But if that farmer looks up to the heaven and understands that that tree and that seed had a racious to it, there's a beginning to this process. It goes way back before my planting of that seed. It goes back to Boirei Olam, and we contribute everything comes from Him. And that is the tachlis of the creation of the world, because God created a human being for one purpose: to come into this world where He's going to hide. He's going to play hide and go seek. And you have to use your noodle and reveal Him in this world. You have to go out and prove that this world is not a circle, but it's a line. It's not unpurposeful, but it's purposeful. And there's meaning to everything in this world, even to this little fruit. And when a person does that, Bereishis, Bogo Elokim, Es HaShomayim, Es HaOretz, Mekayim, the Tachlis, of Bria, Es HaOilom, Beshvil, Breb, Rikurim, Nivra, Oilom. And obviously we can understand, Rabbi Yisrael, well, there's no Samach in the Parsha of Bikurim, Rabbi Yisrael, because what's the Oy Samach, Rabbi Yisrael? It's one big circle. That's what the Samach is. It's not in the Parsha of Bikurim. Because Bikurim is to reveal that it's not a circle. It's a line. It's a path. It's purposeful. There's direction. There's meaning to my life. There's meaning to the world. And this was the koyach of Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. The Amalek stemmed from Hurabam Esav, says the Medrash Zushov Shebarasi Bo'ilami. This is the sheker, this is the vanity, this is the untruthfulness that I created in the world, that Hashem created a certain koyach in this world to be able to cover it up, that we get tzchar because we reveal the purpose. And the job of Amalek is to cover it up. You know what Amalek did? Chazal shakor chabaderech, one pshat. Kol Hashem, they cut off the bris milah and they threw it upstairs. Bereshit, take the bris milah. We don't want it down here. What's bris milah, Rabbi Yisrael? Why do we cut? Why do we make a bris milah on that aver? Because we show that's the makom of taiva, and we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, all our taivas, we're going to calm it down. We're going to decrease it by showing you that we're mishabed even the makom of taiva to you, Kodesh Baruch, because it's your world. The straps of the tefillin have to go down from the head all the way to that area, Rabbi said, to show that we our tefillin, which represents our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, It's all inclusive, all the way down to Amokom of Taiva. Amole came to me mechase, to cover it up, to cover up the Giloy, the revelation. And that's why Ein Kisei Sholem. Hashem's Kisei is not Sholem. His mouth is not Sholem till we get rid of, wipe that shove. All the Risha goes up in smoke, and we see the clarity of the vision, of the purpose, of the Bari Olam. And that's why, Rabbi Yisai, there's no better name for this holiday than Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a terrible mistake that everybody makes on all their karas that are sent out to Grandma Tilly, Aunt Sally in New Mexico. Happy New Year, Aunt Sally! Sorry, George. You got it wrong. It's not Happy New Year. Doesn't mean new! It means happy of the beginning of the year. There's a beginning of the Shana. The Shana is repetitious. But it's not a circle. There's a Rosh. There's a Haskalah, there's a beginning. So happy beginning of the year, Aunt Sally! Wishing you greetings here from Israel on this happy beginning of the year. I'm sorry if it doesn't sound so nice. But it's not Happy New Year, isn't that? We don't drop the ball down. It's not the new year. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh. The beginning. The beginning means there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a symmetry, there's a purpose, there's a tachlis. And now we can understand Chazal. Kol echad ve'echad nichnas. Chazal said there's three Mashom and Chazal Yudaf Yudchez Rosh Hashanah. How do we go in for our judgment? Kivnei Moron, the Gemara says. Kivnei Moron. There's three ways, either Chayos based David, like soldiers walking on the road one by one, or like the sheep. So the way everybody understands it is in the way, well, we all understand it, in the way of the seriousness of the din, you go one by one, the sheep, and he gets, you know, the one Chas V'Shalom gets smacked, he's the tenth one, he goes, you're going one by one, but I think it's much more deeper than that. Besides the fact, obviously, the din is individual, Hashem, but in this unbelievable, multifaceted purpose, Rabbi Yisrael. Multi-world of so much purpose. Every single individual has a specific purpose. And that's why we're going to give name Maron. Now that I understand that the whole world in general, there's a purpose, there's an individual purpose in this year that I have to accomplish. And that's what the din is, the Svarim say. What's this whole din? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I gave you a job last year. Last year, for that year had a certain way it was going to be Megala, bring out the revelation of me in this world. This way, that way, Hashem said, how it's going to happen. You have this tafkid. This is your job to do. That's what you're given. You did it, maybe this year you're going to have a bigger tafkid. I had to bring it out even more. You're going to have Talmidim, you're going to be Mashpia, you're going to go and do Kiruv in a college campus in New Mexico, you're going to stand in the kaisa and put tefillin on all the Arabs there. Whatever you're going to do, but you're going to bring out the Giloy Kavod Shemayim in a certain way, because last year you did it the way I gave it to you. Now go out and do it even more. But give name Moro, you individual, Rabbi Yisrael. The Tachlis, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what the Smichas of Parashat Amolek, and that's Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Parashat Bikurim, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the V'samachta B'chol HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. Because if a person comes, the end of Parashat Bikurim says, V'samachta B'chol HaTorah, you should be so happy with all the good that you have. You know what that means, Rabbi Yisrael? The Torah is telling us that there's unbelievable simcha in this revelation. You know, this day there's Og Shaila on Rosh Hashanah, there's unbelievable simcha in such a revelation. You know why? Because I find and I get that clarity, Rabbi Yisrael, 100%. So my life takes on so much more. And I understand so much more. And that everything that I have in this world, that's what I'm supposed to have. And everything Hashem gives me, I want this and I want that, I'm disappointed. No, v'samachta b'chol hatov. You're happy with all the good Hashem gives you. Because I have a clear understanding that Hashgacha Pratis and the revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, and there is a tremendous amount of purpose and meaning in everything that goes on, and what I'm supposed to have, if I'm supposed to have, the millions, if I'm not supposed to have whatever I'm supposed to, that's my tachlis to bring about the revelation. So if I come to that deep hakar that there is, everything is purposeful and everything has meaning, so I have a tremendous, unbelievable feeling. I'm happy with everything. And I stand with a tremendous simcha. And that's why the Torah says, one of the reasons why the Ikkar Torah is Rashi, the Pesukim say this, Bishpasha, Tachza Shalom, Avarat Hashem, like a Besimcha. He didn't serve Hashem Besimcha. Why does that guy serve Hashem Besimcha? Because he thinks, maybe I should be doing something else. Maybe this is my... No, you have a visual tafkir. Find your tafkir to be happy with. If you're not happy with it, obviously you're missing out on what's going on in this world. And when you get that revelation, get that clarity, when it becomes clear to you, Rabbi Yisrael, so there's no greater feeling, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is Malchias. Imru l'fonei Malchias, k'dei she'tam lichuni. What is this tam lichuni? The tam lichuni, you realize the Bnei Hashem is the Melech Ha'olam. He's running the show. Everything has a plan. He's in charge. I have to know how I fit into this purposeful, unbelievable world. That everything has meaning, and the Bnei Hashem wants everything to bring out his revelation of his good. How do I fit into it? But I understand that's the world. He's the Melech HaOlam. There's purpose. He's running the show. There's a design. There's plan. And if I understand that, that's Kabbalah's Malchus. Imru l'fonei Malchus. If I think that I'm running the show, if I think that if I do this and this, I'm going to make more money. If I think by doing this and this was against Hashem's will, you know, I'm going to be in charge, I'm going to do what I... So you're missing the purpose, Rabbosi. You're being covered over by a Molech, the Chamor that's inside of each and every one of us. That we feel we could take the initiative in our own hands. Instead of tying the ribbon around the tree and declaring, this is the Rishis, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I go ahead, I live my life with my own understanding of how life should go. How I feel that the world should be good. I feel I should be successful in this world. And I feel what I should have. And I'm going to go about and do my thing. Zushov Shabarosi Ba'olam. That's the Koyach of HaMolech. That's the Koyach of HaMolech. Shein Kisei Shalem. This is what Rosh Hashanah is about, Rabbi Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah, you can't do tshuva, the answer of Yitzhak Blazer, until you know this idea, until you understand this, Rabbi Yisrael. What's tshuva? Tshuva is coming back after I have the understanding, the clear understanding, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right, what's going on. I was choiker, I investigated, I came to a clarity, I came to a clear understanding what the tachlis of the world is, and what is my purpose in this world. Then I can say, okay, did I do what I was supposed to do, or I didn't do what I was supposed to do? That's tshuva. But if you don't first understand the basic yesod, shetam lichuni malchus ha'ara melech ha'olam, reishis, if you just think it's another shana, and chas v'shalom, Rabbi Yisrael, chas v'chalila, Rosh Bo says, I have no tafkid, I have no purpose for this guy. He's not going to be able to do what he's supposed to be doing. This is the real, to megal the reishis, to bring out the start, the roish. Maybe that's the tif, sheniyah le roish v'loy le zonov, Rabbi Yisrael. To megal the reishis, that's the tachlis of our purpose in the world, but more so, Rabbi Yisrael. On this great day, Rabbi Yisrael, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the tachlis is to stand there in the Beis Medrash and get a tremendous clarity. You can scream out all you want, Hashem Melech, and do a dance and a jig on a table. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, it's all true, brother, but to tow deep inside of yourself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and I'm a soldier in his army, I'm following in the way, and I have a purpose, and he's running the show, and to realize that this Hashkacha Prat is in every step of the way, If I tune into that and get that clarity of Boisai, that's the kachos of Imrul Lefanei Malchus, that's the skula. And that's a skula you may have done, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that you understand this, you saw it. So you are Gevaldik Tavkin in the next world. Zachreinu Lechayim. Melech Chofetz Bachayim. The Mancha. For you, Hashem. I want to live this year. Zachreinu Lechayim. Melech. You're the king. You want Chaim for us, because you want us to be the subject of this great revelation. But I have to understand the Mancha. I'm living for that Tavla to Megala, that you, the Mancha for you, HaKadosh Baruch. I'm living for you. And if you understand that, Rabbi Yisrael, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sees deep down the Imrul Lefanei Malchus, we understand what Malchus means. This tremendous symmetry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unbelievable symmetry, we see it, Rabbi Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu was Megalit, when the whole world was looking at Avraham HaIvri, the whole world out there is screaming, there's no Bari Olam. Avraham was able to stand on the other side of the river and declare loud and clear that there's a Bari Olam, there's a Balabira. This was the sign of the Ged HaKedah also, to declare, even with the ridicule of everybody, that he's doing Ratzon Hashem Ad Kedei Misa. To that level, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is our tach, this is our battle, Rabbi Yisrael, between truth and false. And we're living in a world, it's an unbelievable world. So many people are living in Sheker. The Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva writes this. Hilchos Tshuva. He says, that's the tachlis of the shofar. Why don't we blow the shofars up the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Tshuva. Uru Yishenim Mishinascha. And they were the ones in the Dom Mitar Damaschem. V'zichru as boiroi. Those who mishakech. The people who are forgetting the truth. V'havli as man. They're walking around as zombies. Because if a person understood this, you saw it. He wouldn't spend so much time in the bathroom looking at a chandelier. He wouldn't be spending hours looking into his newspaper to know what's doing in Tibet. How many Tibetans drowned for a rice monsoon? He would be on his WhatsApp having to know what's doing with some guy in New Mexico. The guy who swallowed a banana, put it through his nose. Two bananas. He swallowed through his nose. There's even a picture of it. And he's discussing it for hours at night. How did he get those bananas in his nose? Maybe I should try it also. I think my ears are bigger. And all the stupidity of the world that a person is busy with, if he has a tachlis, he has a purpose, what is he too busy with? Hashem Yirachem. You have an opportunity to come to the Beis Medrash and Megala the MS, and to be using in the MS. You need to chill, you need to relax. It's better to relax, 100%. It's sports, to but waste your time with stupidity, total stupidity. Total to stupidity. A person goes over his year and thinks about it. But it's like, there were hours and days and maybe even months. Total stupidity. That if you look at it from a different picture, you say, come on, that's how could a human being be doing that? And then you look closer, that's me. But what's the pshat? The world covers it over. The advertisements, the big billboards, Coke is the real thing, and doing this is unbelievable for you, going to Six Flags and going backwards on the what's that thing called? The roller coaster, sticking your head out and screaming, that's an unbelievable thing they have to do in your life. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Cholamoy, whatever it is, bring Lynn and Barley, bring Lynn and Brothers and Barley and Bailey, zoo, going to the circus, watching some guy walk on a tightrope, some midget walk on a tightrope, and you said, wow, this is life. We're not talking about whether you should do it or not do it, the guy needs a break, do all these things. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about the excitement. The person thinks that's what he's living with. He can't wait for Sukkot this year. Well, he wants to see that elephant again. Last year he saw an elephant with his little snort, whatever that thing is called, his big nose, and he took out an apple from a kid in the first row. It was so much geschmack with his big nose. Big nose elephant with those flappy ears. I can't wait to go back and touch the elephant's tail. I want to pull his tail this year. I can't wait. Stupidity. But what's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? A molek has a koyach to mess the truth. That's what he came down to the world for? To pull an elephant's tail? That's what he came down to the world for? To tell everybody you ate this year in 365 restaurants. Mamish, you've tasted every steak that's possible in a Jewish kosher facility in the old Borough Park, Brooklyn, Manhattan area. There's not a steakhouse you haven't been to. And he came all the way to Eretz Yisrael. What did he come for? I got to go to Red Haifa, Rebbe. Red Haifa. I wasn't enough. I was able to see him in the Ringling Barley Bailey Bear last year. I went to the restaurant this year. I came all the way to eat that steak in Red Haifa. That's what you're here for? All the unbelievable brain that you have. The unbelievable neshama that you have. Everything that a human being's made of. That's what you're here for? To eat Bamba and Bisley? Or Bugsy? Whatever that other thing is called. That's what you're here for on Shabbos, to eat a two-pound bag of garinim shchorim with the pistachios. That's what you came down to the world for. That you don't know what the pirush of Rosh Hashanah. That's just a happy new year. But if you realize that's the beginning and there's an end, There's a direction. It's not just a shana. It's not just repetition. It's Rosh Hashanah. And we'll end with the Satmar Rebbe's vort, where it's an unbelievable vort. The pasuk says in Parashas Ekev, I think, that it said, "Eini Hashem lekecha bo." Hashem's eyes are on the land. May Reishis Hashanah v'Yarach Hashanah. From the beginning of the year until the end of year, Shana. So he asked the Sama Rebbe, the Chore, why isn't the pasuk consistent? May Reishis HaShana, but Achav's HaShana. Or May Reishis Shana, but Achav's Shana. What's May Reishis HaShana, but Achav's Shana? So to hear the Sama Rebbe, such a beautiful word. Everybody goes in to the new year, Rabbi Yisrael, saying, this is going to be HaShana, the year. The year, Rebbe, this is it. Rebbe, I want to learn. This is the year I want to learn. I'm a shteik. I tell you, you'll get over it, don't worry. But Rebbe, this is the year, I'm telling you. Kabbalist, I have this, the year. What happens by the end of the year? Shana. Reishis HaShana, and Achris Shana. The end of the year ends up being Nachamol HaShana, Zelbazach. So the Satmar Rebbe Hengo Alti Eschem, Achris Kereishis. When the Achris is Kereishis, when the Hashanah that you had in the beginning, Rabbi Yisrael, is the end, then Be'ez Hashem Hengo Alti Eschem, that's the Simon of Geul, Rabbi Yisrael. The trick is, Rabbi Yisrael, to go to Rosh Hashanah and not making that unbelievable come, I'm never talking Lashon Hara again, I'm never going to talk again. Forget about talking Lashon Hara, this year I'm not talking. Especially because I got into a fight with my wife. I'm not talking this year. This year, I'm never, ever, ever, no brachas levatolos. First bracha that comes out of his mouth, Motzi Yom Kippur, bracha levatolos right away. Mamish got orange juice, he forgot if he made the bracha. Boom, knocked him off. Mamish didn't even get 1 second. No bittul Torah ever. I'm not going to waste 1 second of Torah ever. Moitzi Yom Kippur, plenty of bittul Torah. Until the next time he sees, he opens up a sefer, Shchoish Cheshvan, second day. Aleph, you don't come back the first day. You have to take something, Rabbi Say. First of all, you got to work on the getting clarity, Rosh Hashanah, real clarity, Rabbi Say. That's the whole tachar. What am I doing? All the tefillahs, everything, malchias, get that clarity. There's a boyre oil who's the melech, and he has a tafkin in this world. I want to know. B'Hashem, help me to find my tafkin in your great plan. But that's the malchus. And then, once I understand he's the melech, I'm here to serve him. Let me take something small, something that I could handle. Something that I'm doing anyway, and fix it. I'm benching anyway. Take a few more seconds, take a bencher, open the bencher. I go to learn every day. Let me have a half hour, 20 minutes of unadulterated, of no batala whatsoever. Those who are better at what the feech in Madrigosa. Take something that makes that Kabbalah that you say that he's the Melech HaOlam and put it into practice with an actual avoider. Because if he's the Melech, I'm serving him. I want to serve him in this air. I'm going to learn 20 minutes every single day. 20 minutes is too hard. 10 minutes, 5 minutes. I'm going to come in the first 5 minutes. I'm not saying a word. I don't care. This guy wants to shmooze. Boom. I'm going to take one bracha a week. Whatever it is, in those areas, Bosa. And there you show that you're complete Eved. That will mask this understanding, this Kabbalah for the rest of your life, for the rest of the year of Bosa. And the Rosh Hashanah, Meduyik, the Rosh of this year, of the new year, with its new Tachlis, will mean to me that it's going to be my, the year. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Rabbi Yisai, will be Zoicha. Those souls, people don't realize, Rabbi Yisai. Those small kabbalas, they once asked Rav Shach, what were you makabal this year? Hey, look, Rav Shach. He's not going to look out of his Dalal Amis. He was in his 80s, high 80s, maybe his 90s. He said, that I was makabal this year, that I'm going to bench from a bencher, only when I'm at home only, and until Pesach. I made a kabbalah on myself. Till Rav Shach, Rav Shach. That was his big kabbalah. Because the Yisoid don't make a mistake. The Kabbalah only helps to contain that Yisoid that became clarity on this day of Rosh Hashanah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tremendous siyata d'shmaya to get that clarity. Don't waste that opportunity. Rosh Hashanah, guys, going here, I'm not saying. If you get chizik wherever you go, it's gevaldik. But don't lose out on the tachos, what you have to do on Rosh Hashanah. The clarity that this is the beginning. There's a tachlis, there's a purpose. There's a symmetry. And how do I fit into that pure purpose of Isa? We should be Zoycha B'ez Hashem that this year should be Hashanah, the year. We should go into the year with a good feeling of Isa. We're sitting here around hearing Musa and this generation. Isa, every single one of you, I should kiss your toes. Not only your toes, your toenails that you're cutting off your Shabbos. Who's sitting and hearing Musa today? A rabbi spitting out Musa in a 2022 Shtav Shinai involved. Who's doing that today? It's a Gaval de Gazaf. But if we're here and we want to be Mechazik, Rabbi Yisrael, let's make it Hashanah. Let's make it the year. There should be Zirchot to come to the Ibn Shalom at the end of next year and hopefully even before and say, Ibn Shalom, I got the clarity, I made the Kabbalah, Hashanah. Hain go'alti eschem, achris kereishis. The end's going to be like the beginning. And we zircha the ge'ula shleima, shana tevim besuka, and a good gebet shiur.